Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen Good Day program, where the best people on the radio all congregate every day. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, here to bring you the inside insight. You like that? Inside insight. Coming up, a reflection on the car industry. Matter of moments. First, however, Molly, and also the latest on Liam Neeson. Molly has the story of how and why we have managed to arrest all these people in this FIFA.
Do you know what it stands for?
It stands for Foolish Individuals for Astrology.
Excellent. I don't know how you got that. That's incredible. Another interpretation could be Federal International Football Association, but
really?
I like yours better.
I do,
it's
too.
Soccer, Dougie.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Football, another place.
And I don't believe in violence toward women, so I never soccer.
I don't even know her. Where's the crickets?
Really?
I thought we were going to have crickets.
The crickets even yawned on that one.
The crickets.
Right.
Okay, well, it is the World Soccer's governing body, and those bodies are in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Six officials were arrested in Switzerland. They face extradition to the United States on suspicion of federal corruption charges.
Mm.
And warrants were issued for them. The people prosecuting this claim that investigators suspect the illegal disbursement of more than $100 million in bribes and kickbacks involving media, marketing, and sponsorship.
That's the American way.
Well, apparently it's the Qatar way, too, because those are the ones who obviously bribed these officials.
Well, this is something...
I mean, what good goes down in Qatar? Anything?
Qatar. FIFA oversees all things soccer around the world. So our Justice Department, if I understand this correctly, is charging 14 people on things like money laundering, fraud. This goes back, Richie was saying this off the air, to the 90s. There's been an FBI investigation going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And so the reason we're calling them out is that the wrongdoing happened.
Is anybody really shocked? Well, the reason the United States, is involved is because they used U.S. banks to funnel the money to the people who were bribed. But think about how much money is involved in getting a World Cup in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody really surprised?
Well, same thing goes on with the Olympics,
bribery?
Doesn't it?
Sure. This last time.
Yeah.
It was the Utah Olympics where they found some improprieties.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. I'm surprised if they don't find it in every World Cup.
Mm-hmm. So billions of soccer fans, do they care? Do we care about the NFL and all of the shenanigans, the hootenannies that are going on there? Some people do, some people don't. But I find this fascinating because this has international ramifications.
Well, what else is funny about it is that Qatar was awarded the 2018 Molly World Cup over the United States, and it would have been in like 15 cities around the United States. And you wonder whether the United States went, wait a minute, why would they give it to a country where it's 130 degrees
mm-hmm.
outside?
You can't play soccer in that weather.
You cannot play. So yes. Then that had to raise suspicions of the U.S. soccer officials to then maybe look a little deeper into it and see if they could find out what was going on. You've got to think that the president of FIFA apparently had no knowledge of this. I call foul play. There's no way this guy didn't know something was up when they awarded it to a country where it's 130 degrees.
Yeah, nonsense.
And the charges are wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering.
Yeah.
And And they say it's systemic, deep-rooted, and we're going to hear more about this later this morning. Loretta Lynch, FBI director,
on the job.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing a presser this morning in New York, so hopefully we'll...
All right, Justice Department.
Took them out of the hotel covered by sheets.
That's right.
In the beds.
Yeah. The KKK is alive and well.
It looked like a Klan meeting was leaked.
Nobody would know who they are.
Of the Justice Department, Cleveland and the Justice Department said yesterday it's settled, announcing a settlement to overhaul the city's police department. A report that found Cleveland had a habit of using excessive force against residents. That's not good. So under this settlement, Cleveland officers will have new training. They will also switch to community policing. This is something I don't understand why this doesn't happen everywhere, why this isn't a mandate. Keeping the same policemen in the same neighborhoods. Now, I guess that the argument is, well, if they get too used to it, they get too friendly, they could be subject to corruption, yada, yada, yada. Well, the other side of that is that if they get to know the people who are there, they'll know who belongs, who doesn't, but watch the stores. This seems to be a no-brainer to me. What am I missing? Anything here, Molly?
Well, they kind of laid out very specific guidelines now that they want followed. And everything they've laid out, when you read them, you wonder why these weren't guidelines before.
Same thing for Ferguson, same thing for Baltimore. I'll tell you one thing. The reason people are asking, how does this supersede local rule? Because the federal government doles out billions and billions and billions of dollars to local police forces. And they say, you want our money? Buy new cars, buy new equipment. Great. You'll do it the way we tell you to do it. Otherwise, you don't want our money? You do what you want. But if you want our money, that's the hooker here. Our money is my money and your money. You want it from the feds, you do what they tell you to do. That's it. Simple.
Well, one of the things they agreed to is that they must document every time an officer unholsters his or her gun.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't that be documented already if they take the gun out of the holster?
I thought it was, frankly, in some communities. 13 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's open up your ears and your mind to having a way each day to open up your arteries and veins so that the blood in your body is getting to the places in your body where it is needed, which is basically everywhere. That's what happens when you have a glass of super beet juice, super beets, not your average, ordinary beet, grown under very special conditions, obviously non-GMO, specially grown and harvested and prepared for super beets. Super beets, the contents of the beet, because it's full of nitric oxide, the oxide opens up the arteries and veins, gets the blood to your brain so you can think quicker, gets the blood to your muscles so when you're working out, you get more for your money, if you will. When your heart maybe needs a little more blood, this gets it to it. Your organs need more blood, and it'll really wake you up. It's really a healthy way to get a charge. That's what people like about it. That's why a lot of athletes are using it. Pro teams are using super beets because it isn't a sugary like Gatorade, but there's another G drink around. Nah, that stuff's all sugar. No sugar in this whatsoever. Natural.
Stevia.
It's stevia.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Super beets. Call 800-655-4183. This is pretty exciting stuff. This is an exciting discovery. When you discover it yourself, you'll be excited. And so to discover it, you call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You get a book explaining what beets are all about. Get free shipping. All that good stuff comes with your first canister of super beets. Super. Have a glass, you'll feel terrific. Imagine having two glasses of this stuff at the same time, Richie. Woo!
No.
That'll do for you.
Yeah.
Super beets, 800-655-4183. Enjoy the feeling, the goodness, the health that you get from drinking super beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free.
Big one.
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about Card rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Attention construction pros. Do you need construction equipment? Excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, military surplus trucks, zombies, or lifts? If so, go to ironplanet.com right now. Iron Planet is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and government surplus trucks and more. All items are inspected and backed by the Ironclad Assurance. The Iron Planet guarantee that what you see on the inspection reports is what you get. Don't miss Iron Planet's huge two-day auction tomorrow and Friday. Over 2,200 items on sale featuring late model, low hours construction equipment, and trucks from Ring Power, Kelly Tractor, Mustang Cat, and more. Over 2,200 items. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, bid on the items you want right on your mobile device. Just text the word LIVED to 511-511. Registration on ironplanet.com is free. Just text the word LIVED to 511-511 to see all the items in Iron Planet's huge May auction today.
All right, let's get to car talk. Ford.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
I'm excited. Is she like it?
What?
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Ford.
Yes.
Expanding its presence in North America. New sales and purchasing offices in North Africa. Casablanca, home to a new regional sales office. As Ford.
Play it again, Sam.
Sure, really?
Well, it's interesting because we think that we have international brands here. Ford does very well overseas, as do other American trucks. The only real competition they have is Toyota truck. And you see those in the countries that are not friendly to us, like around the Middle East. You don't see too many Ford, Chevys, or Dodgers. You notice that? You pretty much see Nissans and Toyotas. That's what all the bad guys. If you look at the ISIS guys running around in pickup trucks, you never see an American pickup truck. You will now because they've taken some of our armaments from the,
the
Iraqis.
We might as well make a little money off them. Right,
right, exactly. Yep. Hyundai is hunting for directions, thinks it's found the most seamless way to let drivers integrate their smartphones into their cars. I had my phone, my cell phone, Richie, last night, programmed into the car.
I don't get it. Pretty much everybody already does that. Why are they?
I don't know. It's an Android. I understand. Android Auto companion app. Users be able to access Google Maps, send text messages, query their phones for information.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll be able to share map information back and forth between your. Okay. Yeah. Between
and the Justice Department has found criminal wrongdoing by GM in failing to disclose the ignition switch defect. It's cost 104 lives. So now the federal government is going to sue General Motors, which it owned. 21 past the hour.
No matter what the future brings. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Dead woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine.
Top five songs for your listening and dancing pleasure from this week in 1989.
Everybody get your Axl dance on.
Guns N' Roses at number five.
The Axl Shuffle.
The Axl Shuffle.
Number five is Patience. Axl Rose.
All we need is just a little patience.
I meant Slash a Snake.
I'm sure
that
your
boy needs
to introduce you to.
We know the snake he has in this video. The big python looking python thing. Yeah, I met him.
Oh, nice.
He was cool.
Really?
Yeah. He sends his regard.
Great. You were probably friends with these guys, weren't you?
My boyfriend at the time was friends with Slash's dad. So we went to a few parties at their place.
Molly's connected to the total L.A. rock scene. Like, she knows Hung and had a beer or two with those people.
All right, keeping the music alive here, there's a little contrast from Guns N' Roses at number five during this week in 1989. Now we go to Donny Osmond at number four.
Get ready for whiplash, people.
Yeah, here we go. Soldier of Love. How many people remember this song?
How many people don't want to?
This week in 1980, well, just because you're snobs. I happen to like this kind of music. But you, the rest of you snobs. You
don't like the song. Love the guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Number three from this week belonged to Michael Damian. Rock on.
Ooh, my soul.
1989.
All right, get ready for number two, Doug.
Yes, number
you're
two.
You're going to hear a bonk of the microphone when Jennifer gets up and starts dancing.
Jody Watley. Number two.
I was a little punk kid dancing to this.
Sounds like a Michael Jackson song to me. Yeah? This sounds like a Michael Jackson song. No?
It sounds more like a Paula Abdul song.
Yeah, more Paula.
Well, maybe we'll follow that because it's closely proximatized to Paula Abdul. It happens to be number one during this week in 1989.
What is this?
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey, don't mess with my girl.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Loved her.
Really? Laker girl.
What happened to her? You liked her and she's now...
No, Laker girl.
She was a Laker girl. She also dated Arsenio Hall, remember? In fact, Arsenio Hall, I think, was in this video.
Yeah.
And, maybe in the straight-up video.
It was a straight-up video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So cute.
Very nice. Top
five songs.
Whatever
happened to her? How did she lose all of her brain cells?
Remember she had that one season on American Idol?
Yeah, where she was completely looped out
then,
of it.
And then the next season, it was like she was on pain meds or something like that.
I thought she was on for a couple of seasons, wasn't she?
And she was on for like five or six seasons, yeah. but then the next year she was fine again, and then they fired her.
Hmm.
So I think she did a couple of the Let's Dance thing or something like that, and you know, she's around.
Number five, Guns N' Roses, Donny Osmond, number four, Michael Damian, number three, Jody Wiley, number two, and Paula Abdu, number one, during this week in 1989. This is the anniversary of Christopher Reeve being thrown off of his horse. This date, 1995. Remember what happened? He got paralyzed, couldn't walk or breathe. It changed and ended his life eventually. From Superman to this.
Such a freak accident.
Oh, my God. But, you know, riding horses can be very dangerous. A lot of people love horses. A lot of people are really good at riding horses. Some people ride them and they don't know how to ride them. It's dangerous. I've taken that fall
that he took because I used to show jump horses when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, it's so, I mean, if your horse just refuses a jump or whatever, if you're not positioned exactly right, you keep going. Yeah. And it was just such a freak thing, the way his head hit and snapped his neck.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. In the news, a new study out shows more than one in four of us are underinsured when it comes to health care. In other words, you get sick, despite having health insurance, you get a huge bill. If you do end up with a bill you can't afford, here's what to do. Don't ignore it. It won't simply vanish. Talk to whoever sent the bill and make sure you actually owe the money. Then negotiate. Let me say it again. Negotiate. Medical bills are wish bills. Kind of like the list you gave your parents when you were a kid for your birthday. You weren't really expecting to get it all, but you were hoping. To get an idea on how much you should pay, check the Healthcare Blue Book. Finally, how much of a discount? I start at 50% and never go below 25%. This goes double if paying off the bill in cash. This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's the July with Rich Dandelbite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
What a wonder this program is. I wonder why people listen to it. That's not true. I am happy that you are there because it fulfills our grandest dream that we can have as many people listening over the years, millions and millions of people who listen to this program, smile when Jennifer Horn comes up with one of her witty responses to the issues of the day and our discussion thereof. Richie McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler, Molly Page, give us some credibility here and there. Joining us in a few minutes for conversation will be Paul Lopez, who has a focus on litigation. And this is really, well, I don't want to give this stuff away. A California woman is being sued by her former employer after she claimed she was fired for uninstalling a smartphone app that let her boss track her movements 24 hours a day. And there are a lot of people who have lost their jobs because of this sort of thing. So let's get to the bottom of that story in a few moments. But another story we want to get to, I'm taken back sometimes by what people say and how they think. Bernie Sanders, who is a senator from Vermont, running for the presidency as a Democrat.
He's going to make it so much fun.
He said yesterday.
This is great.
Oh, maybe this is. Do you know what he said yesterday?
No, I don't. Look, fill me in.
I do.
He was talking about hungry children and how we need to serve the children in this country.
Absolutely.
Families who are hungry. Nice. Anyway, he said he was comparing children and hunger to the availability of underarm deodorant.
And, I didn't see that. I heard him say that he wanted that 90% tax isn't too high.
Oh, no.
It's 90%?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so he said that.
But he also said you don't necessarily need a choice of 23 underarm spray deodorants.
Okay.
When children are hungry.
Give us the government-issued deodorant.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Government-issued deodorant. Wow, that sounds great. What would you call Gov spray? How's that?
I'd call it socialist craziness.
Right. Yeah.
This guy is...
I'd call it commie deodorant.
He is a totally a socialist.
Yeah,
he admits to it, loves it, proud of it, and he will make...
And Vermont's a perfect state for him.
It will be so much fun to watch him and Hillary and whoever else gets into the play. Because he will just make it a whole new game.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
The story that I had, Dougie, was that he was on CNBC, I think maybe yesterday or over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Dwight D. Eisenhower. And so the reporter's like, well, you obviously think 90% tax is too high, right? And he goes, no. What I think is obscene and what frightens me is, again, when you have the top 1% owning almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
Yeah.
And went on
what
to
business is that of
1%,
his or right? anybody else's?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Bernie Sanders. Here is another item from Washington. The Supreme Court decided to take up the case about where the line ought to be drawn when you swipe your V card. All right, so Ma, what's the scoop here?
Okay, so yesterday the Supreme Court says it will hear the case about whether state legislative districts have to have an
voter
equal
number. Card is the V card, by the way, folks. Yes, go ahead.
Have to have an equal number of people or an equal number of voters in a district.
So every voting district is required to have around the same number of people total, one person, one vote, right?
Yes. Okay. But it hasn't been clear if that means all the residents in a district or just the eligible voters.
Children, immigrants, are they left out or are they put in?
Right.
Right?
That's
which
kind
would be a
of
shift towards a popular vote as opposed to a representative vote, which we have mm-hmm. now, right?
Right.
So in states that have larger numbers of undocumented immigrants, such as Texas, Arizona, or California, drawing districts based on total populations means voters in one district could have less clout than those in the next district that has fewer
This has been
immigrants.
Going on. I mean, gerrymandering has been going on for a long, long time. You're a Republican. You want to make sure you keep your district, but the population has shifted, so you redraw the district. Democrats, the same thing. And then you go into the areas where, like, for example, power for the Democrats is minority districts. So you want to get those so that you can keep control of whatever your district is. So what they're trying to do is figure out where the line should be drawn, right? Isn't that basically the gist of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who should be included?
That's very interesting.
Legal voters or just population?
Undocumented aliens will change the districting because, I mean, they basically say, okay, you're taking up space, but you don't count.
Mm-hmm. But now you might.
Right, that's what they're trying to decide. Is whether those should count. People should count as people or not when it comes to voting.
Yeah. How do you like them apples?
That could create havoc.
It sure could. So, Jen.
Dougie.
What happened?
Nothing. I said Dougie.
Yes.
Yes.
Survey out today of the most popular celebrities to endorse a product.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular person right now, you want to take a guess? Kenny already knows.
It wouldn't be fair if I did.
No. Well, it may not. It may be that everybody has seen the results.
Most popular person.
Most popular celebrity endorsing products. Who would you rather see, according to the public, who would you rather see endorse a product than anybody else?
Shaq.
No.
George Clooney.
No.
Who would you rather? They're not talking about who is
the
most popular.
Right.
Who would you rather?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
No. Male.
Oh.
Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be an endorser.
All right. There's a tie at the top for Liam Neeson and Pierce Brosnan.
Really?
Yep.
Because they're confident, attractive men.
Why would Pierce Brosnan? How's he on anybody's radar?
And why Liam Neeson?
He's recognizable.
He's recognizable.
Way up there. Yeah.
Liam Neeson at least been in current movies. I mean, Pierce Brosnan's been sitting on a beach for a good half decade.
Wasn't it the football the Super Bowl commercial where Pierce Brosnan was driving a car? He was endorsing a car. That was a really cute commercial, and he was fantastic in that.
I think that's what it is that ad executives have done this study with the Nielsen. Nielsen's the television ratings company. And they looked at the celebrities who made commercials during the first 3 months of the year, and then they ranked them with a calculation that took into account likability, public awareness, influence, and other factors. They call it the N score.
Yeah.
And it was released this week. Liam Neeson and Pierce Brosnan had identical scores of 94, though Liam Neeson was judged to have a greater influence in getting products sold. So
I thought it was interesting to see who else was on this list, Jennifer. Matthew McConaughey is selling Lincolns now.
Jeff Bridges
does well. Jennifer Garner, Natalie Portman, Sofia Vergara, Dennis Haysbert, and J.K. Simmons, also very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Haysbert, probably best known for playing the president on 24, wouldn't you say?
He's got the voice, man.
Now he's best known for the insurance commercial.
Yeah, the Allstate commercial.
Yeah.
But J.K. Simmons, who's everywhere, is doing that Farmers ad. So it's interesting the two of them are doing insurance ads. But they are the ones who
the only one I don't remember, they talk about Jim Parsons from The Big Bang. I don't remember what commercial he did. Everybody else on the list, I kind of remember.
I saw it just the other day, and I can't remember. But yeah, I was a little shocked to see him on a commercial.
Yeah. Story at DougStephan.com today about a Canadian inventor.
Quiznos.
Setting a Guinness World Record by flying more than 900 feet on his homemade hoverboard. You gotta be crazy.
This is gonna go well.
You gotta be nuts. Catalin Alexandru Duru. Is that how you pronounce it, Kenny? Something close to that, anyway.
Sure.
Flew his hoverboard, which uses a drone-like series of propellers to hover 16 feet in the air. When 900 feet, sounds like the Wright brothers here, he did it over a lake in Quebec.
Missed the best opportunity. Nice. If I had a hoverboard, I would totally take it to the Sizzler and go around the salad bar. I've said that to you guys for years. The first time I get a hovercraft, I'm headed to Sizzler.
Headed to Sizzlers. We're headed to a conversation with Paul Lopez, why Big Brother may fire you. There are some really interesting examples of people being fired and why. And if you've had one of these circumstances happen to you, you're going to want this information coming up next year on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome acid responsive.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's VistaPrint.com, promo code 4545.
Who's watching you? 14 before the hour on Good Day. Paul Lopez is a director with the South Florida law firm of Tripp Scott and the chair of the firm's litigation department. The discussion that we've had this week and last week, whether or not the NSA spying part of the Patriot Act ought to be returned, Americans are understanding, I think, that this is a constitutional issue. Most of us think it's unconstitutional. It offers a tangible threat to our privacy. We've become very nosy. Social media has made us nosier. There's a report that a California woman is suing her former boss. She claimed that she was fired for uninstalling a smartphone app that let her boss track her 24 hours a day. There are a lot of
stalking.
Well, it's not good, whatever it is. So,
is that even allowed to ask?
What?
That you carry that app around?
Well,
I mean, wouldn't that be violating something?
That hundreds of employees have been fired because they post on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, but they're not being followed. I mean, you're following somebody with that.
Yeah. You're basically being followed if your boss is stalking you on Facebook.
Well, you're being followed in what you say, what you put out publicly.
And it's your choice to put it out there.
How big a problem is this, Paul?
Well, it's a huge problem, and the courts are wrestling with this stuff every day. And the issue, you guys are raising some really interesting questions, and this case out of California is really unique. But here's the key. The key is that if the company tells employees that they're going to be monitoring them and the employee agrees to that, then the employee is given up their right to privacy. However, if the employee says, no, I'm not going to agree to this invasion of my privacy, then the employee actually has a decision. Do they want to work for this company or not?
The key in the law
is that the law doesn't allow employers to do this secretly. It's somewhat akin to this NSA stuff. You know, and this is why we're all talking about the constitutional issues. The key in employment law, and what I always tell my clients to do, is look, if you're going to monitor employees, which you're entitled to do to a certain degree, you got to let them know you're doing it. Because otherwise, you're going to run afoul of privacy law.
All right, so what are you entitled as an employer to do?
You can track their emails. You can monitor emails. You can monitor social media. As long as you can articulate a legitimate business reason for doing it. And here's the problem in California, in that one case you were talking about. What is the legitimate reason this company should be tracking this young lady for 24 hours a day, 365 a year, unless it's related to her job? If it's not related to her job, then it's absolutely overbroad. And she probably has a pretty decent argument that her privacy's been invaded.
It's a huge invasion of privacy. Huge.
It's huge. And what I tell companies is this. Look, you're entitled during the work day, during working hours, to monitor a lot of what your employees are doing. You can monitor their emails. You can monitor social media activity. You can monitor those things. But you have to tell them you're doing it. You raised an example of the Facebook situation and social media there in the Facebook. Well, there was a case that came out of the Midwest a couple of years ago, which I think really hit home the point. And in that case, the manager had subversively gotten access to the employee's Facebook page and figured out that the employee apparently was trashing the manager and was saying some not so nice things about the manager. And the manager fired the employee. Well, guess what? The employee said, wait a minute. I didn't give you access to my Facebook. Mm-hmm. I didn't friend you. Mm-hmm. I didn't say you're allowed to look at my Facebook post. And the employee actually sued the company. And the employee won because the manager did it in a secret way. In other words, did it without the employee. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things. If you disagree with your boss on political, let's say a political issue, can he fire you when he finds that out? That's one of the sticky parts of this. Interesting conversation, Paul. Thank you. Paul Lopez at TripScott.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
And The Range from the movie Backdraft, number one movie during this week in 1991, Set Me in Motion. It's called, not one of the best Bruce Hornsby songs ever recorded, but this is a pretty good movie if you like action flicks, but I have a hard time thinking 24 years old. Oof. Wasn't De Niro in this movie? Don't I remember that? I remember...
Was
there another one that had De Niro?
The Baldwin guy.
Oh, the Baldwin, that's right. Yeah.
And then...
De Niro, isn't it? Baldwin, yes. Not Alec. Stephen, I
know. Stephen.
Yeah.
Or Billy.
Billy Baldwin. Yeah. Yep.
And then it was a Ron Howard film.
Yeah, okay.
Kurt Russell,
that's what I was trying to remember. Thank you, Kenny. Okay. Yes. All right, so let's get into our contest. We are, again, qualifying people for this spa package at the Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. Great things can be yours if you qualify. And in order to qualify for the drawing that takes place July 4th, or that week, you need to identify the movie. We have three clips from the movie. Identify the movie, and you get qualified for the drawing for this great vacation weekend. 888-302-3684. Here we go with the first clip.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's how it all starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Yep. Recognize that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day. 888-302-3684 is not the movie, but you got to figure it out. This is controversial, but from my point of view, it's a controversial movie. Here's the next clip.
I'm not making the same mistakes again.
No, you're making all new ones.
right? That was a fellow, very big English actor, director who died last year in this movie. So that's the second clip, 888-302-3684 to qualify for our drawing for that vacation spa package. Now, next, last clip, Richie.
Cameras check cleared. I wouldn't be going on this wild goose chase.
Where you're going is the only place in the world where the geese chase you.
All right. Let's name the movie. Eight, make sure you get it right, because there may be several choices, if you know what I mean. 888-302-3684. Answer coming up along with some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Actually, it's the 300th edition of Let's Be Fair, so I'd like to say thank you to all the stations that carry this commentary, and to those of you listening, especially those who have taken the time to share your own ideas and stories with us. 300 weeks ago, we started out with the goal of revealing how lawsuit abuse affects consumers, communities, businesses, and families, and we haven't run out of stories yet. Because even if you're fortunate enough never to be sued individually, the communities we live in, the organizations we belong to, and the places we work at have all been affected by the excessive amount of litigation in America. Let's be fair. Even though we often point out when the court system isn't working, we also know that we live in a country that attracts people from around the world because we have the freest society on earth. Working together, we can raise awareness of how the courts can better protect that freedom by cracking down on lawsuit abuse. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us here, thanks for listening.
All right, let's see if we can get the answer first to our question. How about we go to Grand Rapids? Colleen, how are you there?
Yeah. Hi, I'm fine. Thank
That's
you.
Good. What's the name of the movie?
Jurassic Park.
You gotta be more specific than that.
Oh boy, I don't know. Return to Jurassic, I don't know.
All right, thanks for the try. Leroy, what do you think the name of it is?
Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 3. All right, not quite. Here's Michael. What do you think it is, Michael?
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park 2. Correct, Amundo?
All right, good.
So you qualify for our drawing, which will be held the week of July 4th. Hold on just a second, and Molly will take good care of you. Thank you very much. There are a lot of reboots that are being planned, movies being made into television shows. Have we got a list of those, Kenny?
Well, just in TV shows, and Kenzie, if you look at movies and TV shows, a lot of things are coming back. So NBC is bringing back Heroes, as Heroes Reborn.
Right.
They're going to bring back Coach, The X-Files, Minority Report, The Muppets, Uncle Buck, Rush Hour.
It's new as old.
All the same stuff. Full House. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of things are being made into old TV shows and new TV shows. And
people
movies
are out of ideas.
Shows. And in Ken movies? Yes, exactly.
Movies are reboots and sequels. Fantastic Four, Jurassic World, Ted 2. There's a new Terminator movie. Mad Max just came out. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. later this summer. Mission Impossible.
Yep.
Just on and on and on. There's another Sherlock Holmes coming.
Oh, good.
Well, okay. It's not Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, it's no good. All right, well, we'll see whether there's any good or not. Leave it to your imagination.
The summer of the reboot.
Summer of the, or as Molly would say, the summer of the reboot.
Reboot.
59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.